let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program today. She's been called the horse whisperer for CEOs and forums, able to gently coax out deeper levels of discovery and achievement. Andrew O'Donovan is a sought-after speaker, executive coach, best-selling author, internationally acclaimed leadership development specialist, working with entrepreneurs, CEOs, and other professionals to become more effective leaders by creating a strong sense of meaning and purpose. Over the past 25 years, Andrew has assisted thousands of individuals, helping them gain greater influence, effectiveness, and perspective. Known for her life-changing retreats, which take place in exotic venues all over the world, she's the author of the bestseller, Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment. Andrew O'Donovan, our guest on today's This Week in America. Andrew, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. It's lovely to be here.
I said This Week in America. It actually is This Week in America and England. We've got Andrew coming to us from England on the program today. What is really so fascinating about your background, I mentioned what you've been doing for the last 25 years. This whole journey started as you were an English literature teacher. Talk about that, because that really shaped what you're doing today and how you're effective, because you saw firsthand. And that's why the book is so good, because it has practical advice. Talk about that, being an English teacher, and what you learned.
Yes, well, as you said, my life started teaching disengaged teenagers, because I worked in some of the roughest areas in London as a young teacher, you know, with my first job.
Yes.
And I was way outside of my comfort zone. But what I was really clear about is, as I walked into some of these rooms, I noticed the teachers were really cynical. And they would say to these kids, yeah, I know what you're like. You're just like your brother, sort of shut up and sit down. And I decided, you know, being idealistic, I was going to try something new. So I came in with no preconceived ideas, and I really respected them and spoke to the highest part of them. And I realized that unless they started to believe in themselves, I was going to have a very difficult time of it. And that's when I really learned my best lessons for how to work later on in life. And by the time I left, you know, some of these really rough boys, you know, I'm talking 16-year-olds, 14 to 16-year-olds, who came from very rough backgrounds, one-parent families, etc., they were graduating in their English. And I think that all came from a belief in themselves and my, you know, resilience in keeping them going and engaging with who they could be in spite of all the evidence that said, you're not good enough.
Well, and it's interesting how the educational system sort of reinforced that. They were put into categories like sin bins and exclusion units. That was really reinforcing the negative image they had of themselves, wasn't it?
Exactly. So they had no one on their side, really. They would turn up in school within about half a minute of being in the classroom. Someone would go, right, you out. Then they're in the sin bin. Then all the teachers are talking negatively about them. So, and then they go to difficult homes. So they needed someone to sort of be their cheerleader and actually see something different in them. But, you know, that took time to create the trust, etc. But once we had that bond, they really delivered. And my belief in the human spirit and what's really available to people comes from that place in those early days.
And in your book, Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment, you really tap into that. Andrew O'Donovan, our guest on the program, her website is andrewodonovan.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is available wherever books are sold. And you can, again, get information by going to the website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Andrew's website. You have my attention right at the very beginning of the book. In the introduction, you've got a quote from Steve Jobs. And as I'm reading that, it's a question you sort of ask yourself every day. He did it looking in front of the mirror. Talk about that, because that really focuses where we need to be with our lives.
Yeah, I mean, the quote I use is, you know, if you've looked in the mirror every morning and asked yourself, if today was the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do? And whenever the answer has been no for far too long, you know, maybe it's time to take a look and do a change. And the reason I use that quote is I work with a lot of people who run businesses. You know, they are successful, some of them very successful, but they have arrived at a point in their life where they're questioning, you know, is this it? What have I created? And that's the time you really need to stand back and take a very big look about where to be channeling your energy in the next phase in order to get more satisfied and fulfilled.
And you talk about this is it, and it's interesting because you can interpret that a number of ways depending on where you put the emphasis. Talk about that. For some, it's a reinforcement of something positive. For others, it's a question mark.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is it.
Yes.
Questioning the quality of your life. This is it could mean you've arrived, you know, and you love it, or this is it, you know.
Yes.
So, or this is it. So I think however you emphasize that, is this it, this is it, is very telling about your relationship with your experience of satisfaction.
In the book, is Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment. You talk about at the heart of truly fulfilling personal and professional life, there will always be a set of core values. And the question is, do you ever get the chance to stop and ask yourself what really matters to you? And this is sort of the basis of what we're talking about on the program today. First of all, talk about values. Exactly what is that? Because sometimes when you talk to people, they're not real clear exactly what a value is.
Yeah, I mean, a value is something so deep inside that most people haven't really connected to what that is. Sure, we have values that our parents have given us or the school has given us, but your core values are a bit like, I call it a piece of Brighton rock, you know, one of those sweets you get with your values running all the way through wherever you break it. And a lot of people struggle with connecting to what are my core values? And once you actually connect with those values, then they can become a compass to lead you to a life that's more fulfilling. But that journey towards your values can be quite tricky for people because they go off on different tangents. And in the book, I have a number of different ways you can ask the question to arrive at that answer for yourself.
The book is a very practical book, and we're talking a lot about CEOs and top business people, entrepreneurs that Andrew has worked with, but it has application for all of us. It's broken down into three distinct sections. Let's talk about the first one, Discover Yourself, A Journey to Yourself. And I mentioned before that you did the retreats at exotic locations around the country for individuals to find the right environment for deep personal transformation. Talk about that. We would think that somebody who's really successful is probably tapped into themselves. In reality, that may not be the case.
Exactly. I mean, one of the reasons I use the word exotic, obviously I've worked all over the world and, you know, London isn't exotic, but I've also obviously worked in Africa, all sorts of places, Marrakesh. But I like to create an environment where people feel they can really relax and stand back and really take a long, deep view at what lights me up. Who am I when I'm feeling good? What kind of movies and causes move me to the core? You know, some films, for instance, I always say to people, you know, some films that you like say a lot about your values, because some films leave some people cold and others make them cathartically sob. And that's because it's speaking to you at a very, very deep level. And that's the direction we go in when we're kind of surfacing and uncovering these very delicate values that are inside all of us.
Talk a little bit about that transformation when someone who's very successful comes and suddenly they realize they tap into their inner selves. I'm assuming that's a very rewarding for you as they find out maybe some of their core values that they didn't even know existed.
Exactly. Or they've just woken up to something.
Yes.
And suddenly the shells fall from their eyes. For instance, you know, some of the CEOs I've worked with, one particular one had created a very complicated life. You know, his kids were in boarding school in London. His wife was, based in Dubai. He kind of traveled around. And then when we did some work, I said, you know, so what would you say was your top core value, the thing that you couldn't live without after doing a number of processes? And he said, it's love. And then he kind of looked at his life and realized he wasn't around the people he loved. He hadn't been there to put his kids to bed. He had missed out on a lot of the younger years of his kids. And at that point, he really, I could see him having a total body experience. He made a decision, enough's enough, it's got to stop, you know. And I wouldn't say it completely changed his life, but he made some radical decisions to change the path he was taking, which was going to alienate him even longer and further from his kids.
Andrew O'Donovan, our guest on This Week in America, sought-after speaker, executive coach, best-selling author. Her new book is Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment. The book is available at Amazon, all of the places where books are sold. Information at Andrew's website, which is andrewdonovan.com. Of course, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and that link on directly to Andrew's website and information on the book. It's interesting as you deal with all of these CEOs that are interested in their a great impact in their life, assets that they control. In your book, you talk about taking care of your biggest asset, which is you. Is that something successful people sort of forget about? And I guess you don't even have to be a CEO. If you've got assets that you're controlling, whether it be real estate or portfolios for retirement, that type of thing, we worry about those assets. And when you stop and think about it, and we read in your book, we sometimes forget about the biggest asset, which is ourselves.
Absolutely. I always say to them, don't wait for a life-threatening disease to change your life, you know, like the heart attack or the... Yes. You know, stroke or whatever. And these guys are so stressed, a lot of them. And the biggest asset is yourself. But they've been so busy providing and building wealth that they've completely forgotten about their own health, both mental and emotional. And when they start this journey, it becomes quite intoxicating. And they're very responsive because no one's ever told them, you know, you can actually take care of your emotional territory and your health at the same time, and your business. You can have it all, but you have to make some sacrifices and prioritize different things.
The book is Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment. Andrew O'Donovan, the author, and our guest on This Week in America. You talk a lot about quieting that negative inner voice that inhibits your personal growth, and we all go through that, and sometimes we listen to it when we shouldn't. How do we know that... we really need to not listen to that because it is negative. It's not something that's speaking to us and it's true. It's something that's really limiting us, holding us back.
Yes, it's what I call the disempowering rational mind, which I use a metaphor of rat in my book because it gnaws away at us, you know, imperceptibly sometimes. We're not even aware that it's there, which is why I give it a name and I give it a character so that you can catch it when it's talking to you. And usually when I'm running retreats, within about an hour of setting that context, people are saying to me, my rat is going mad. And it's wonderful whenever I've asked them to leave their comfort zone. So I know that once they're using that terminology, they've got it. They've heard the voice and they can address it. Because if you're not aware of the voice, it controls you.
Yeah, so often we're thinking, okay, this is my instinct, this is intuition, I need to listen to that. And come to find out, it's just a negative thought that's made its way into our mind and will limit us. A few minutes left in the program, Andrew O'Donovan with us on the program, and we will have Andrew back. There's so many interesting aspects of the book, Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment. The book's available all across the country. You got top 10 motivational principles there, and I'm talking to a couple as we have time left here. Number one is spend... sometime every day being silent. Talk about the importance of that.
If we never spend time being silent, we never tune into that very quiet whisper that is often the voice of our soul telling us, time to look at the health, time to cut down on the alcohol, time to spend more time with your wife and kids. You know, that kind of little voice. And a lot of the time we use all these stimulants to push away those voices and those experiences because we're not ready to do something about them. But if you stay silent for a little while every day, that voice can get louder and louder. And then, you know, you're more likely to act upon it.
One of the other motivational principles, interesting, and you touched on it before with the executive who's talking about love is very important to him and in his life with his family. You say, express more love, appreciation, and gratitude. That seems so simple, but in everyday life, as we're plowing through at 120 miles an hour, sometimes we don't take the time to express gratitude and love, do we?
No, and expressing gratitude or even conjuring up why you're feeling blessed has been proven. I mean, I haven't got all the stats in front of me to actually grow happiness and satisfaction. So often when I take the dog for a walk around my the countryside, rather than just thinking about stressful situations, I always go, what am I happy about? What's great about my life? What am I grateful for? And by the time I get back on the walk, I'm feeling great. Because gratitude grows. You get more of what you focus on. And if you're focusing on what's working in your life, even if it's just for 5 minutes a day, you grow that capacity to experience love, affection, happiness, all those lovely positive experiences.
Well, and you talk about the importance of staying positive, of being positive. And you say basically you need to choose to be happy. And once again, that sounds rather simple. But when you think about it, yeah, why would I let anybody else determine whether I'm going to be happy or not? I'm going to determine that.
Yeah, I mean, in any given situation, you have a number of choices, a number of options. You know, you can be angry, you can be disconnected, you can be withdrawn, or you can be happy. And that may mean giving more affection, let's be more engaged, making the first move. You know, choose the easy road of happiness rather than always being resistant to that experience of joy and happiness and love.
That takes us back to the beginning of the book where you talk about everything starts with a decision. Once you make that decision, you really can turn your life around, but it's not that easy, is it, all the time to make that decision. You really need to focus in on that and understand what you're making, what decision you're making.
Yeah, you've got to, no one can do it for you. I mean, you can go to a million facilitators and read 100 self-help books, but you have to listen to the yearning and the calling from your soul. And if it wants change, you're the one who has to go, right, this is it, I'm doing it. Similarly to when people decide they're going to lose weight, even though they've been obese for years, or, you know, they've decided to do one thing or another, it's that decision. And when thought and feeling connect, you know that you are unstoppable, but you have to work hard at making that decision. And sometimes you need a bit of help from a book or a
yes.
or a seminar or something, but things will happen. And then like a bolt out of the blue, you go, I'm ready to make that decision.
You've dealt with hundreds, probably thousands by now, people in like 20 countries over the course of the past 25 years. And it's interesting you mentioned listening. Your success today, I'm sure, is listening to all of these people and learning from all of them. And listening is something we all need to develop more, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think we've got a lot to learn from everyone we meet, and everyone has something to teach us. And every time I run a retreat, I learn something about myself. And it's so important to be self-curious. So if you get triggered emotionally by something, rather than going, I don't like that person, they trigger me, just go, what's this about? Why am I being triggered? What memory is it taking me to? And that's where we start to grow our self-awareness.
It is an excellent book. It's called Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, and Achieve Fulfillment. The book is available all across, I was going to say the country, all across the world, wherever books are sold. Of course, you'll find information at Amazon. Information at Andro's website. It's androdonovan.com, AndroDonovan.com. And of course, you can link on directly to Andro's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Andro, it's been a real pleasure having you on the program. I really enjoyed having a chance to read Motivate Yourself. Looking forward to having you back on the program. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Rick. I so enjoyed our conversation. You have a lovely day.
You as well. And Andro will be back with us on a future program. Andro Donovan, the website androdonovan.com. The name of the book, once again, Motivate Yourself, Get the Life You Want, Find Purpose, Achieve Fulfillment. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.